Then you have to figure out why he's bothering the brother. Maybe he's jealous.
Maybe he might need Ritalin.
Don't start with that.
We don't want to because he can't take it. But that's my initial.
That's the biggest sin, to drug the kids. I'm not joking.
Well, he can't take it anyway. There's other.
Doesn't matter. I'm just telling you in general. This is the biggest sin, that a parent takes the child and then drugs them up, because there's no point of return from that. And then I'm now dealing with the end result, with the people in their 30s and their 40s, that they're so drugged up, they don't even know where to start off to get off from it. Forget about the physical damage that it does to the body, what it does to the liver and to the body. It's irreversible. The anything can be dealt with, everything but chemicals. The chemicals are the biggest killer.
What do we do with this child? He does not stop bothering, he doesn't listen, and we tell him, okay, you made a mess, clean it up.
Then first of all, you have to do all these stages that I told you. You have to backtrack all the way from the beginning and try to go one step after the other. Maybe something caused a problem on the way. Then you have to see, psychoanalyze what the child is eating. Kosher and nutrition. I mean, a lot of the problems of child behavior is because you stuff them up with sugar and chemicals. It's not only the sugar, it's the chemicals, it's the GMO, it's the MSG, it's the food coloring, it's all this junk.
He's very sensitive to food coloring, so we don't give him, we're very specific when he eats.
So you have to go one department after the other and start eliminating. I can tell you already, fact, this is not a science, fact, that whatever the child eats, and 90% of the food that are on the shelves is poison. Not junk, poison. Some people it will less affect them, some people it will make them completely crazy. Now, if you feed a child for 5-6 years all day long Beastly and all these junk, it's not that one day you take the Beastly away and that's it and the child is back to normal. Sometimes the effect is as bad as the chemicals. Now, feed a child from the age of 2 till the age of 8 Beastly all day long, or Cheetos, or all this junk, 5 years of chemicals, it's chemicals. The MSG that they put in it is a very harsh chemical. It's in the body. So the child might take a long time to get the junk out of the system. So that's one department. Another department is same thing spiritually. To see you and your husband, where are you holding? You have to. There's no black and white answer, because the child can be affected for many different things. Could be that he's watching in the home shows that are not shayach to him. It has nothing to do with him. It needs to be more holy. Could be very much that, you know, the other child is getting much more attention and you're not even noticing it. And he gets upset because he gets more attention. So the thing is that you...
Because I have another child that just demands more.
And the thing is that some children, I have one child, he doesn't need attention at all. Just give him once a week a lollipop, he's fine. He doesn't want attention. He's fine, he's a loner. The other child, all day long, you have to inject attention. So sometimes when one that constantly needs attention gets one little minute less, then it will cause all sorts of issues.
Then how do I divide my attention to these two children?
For the ones, you have to see who needs more attention.
But they both need it. If I don't give to the little one attention, she'll just scream her head off until I give it to her, and I'm exclusively with her. And because of that, I'm barely with the other one.
The thing is, again, there's no black and white answer, because each child is completely different. You really have to make a very general psychoanalysis of everything. It depends also on the age, depends on the school that they go to, it depends on 101 things. Doesn't matter. I'm not. It's not about necessarily the sect. Maybe in the school, there's one child that is annoying him all day long. Doesn't matter which school, like if it's the Sephardi, Chabad, Ashkenaz, doesn't matter. That's not what I'm referring to. And sometimes in the school, one of my kids comes home and tells me, there's one kid in my classroom that annoys me all day long. We had to call the teacher and tell him, listen, our child keeps complaining that this child is annoying him all day long. It's affecting him. Something has to change. My child is not a punching bag. So sometimes you have to, not sometimes, you have to do a very general... General, I'm saying, not in regards to not specific. General, I mean all the departments. What he's eating, what he's seeing, what he's listening. Go back to how the child tried to see how he was conceived. Every little thing. Now, I can tell you already that Children, it's not about how much attention they get, it's what type of attention they get. And it's extremely important that both you and your husband designate special times, that it's a very special time of private time for that child, and it's that child's special time. Ultimately, you have to find out why the child is behaving that. And offhand, without knowing anything, it's almost impossible to give an analogy. You can probably make an analogy. Take a piece of paper and start writing down subjects. Let's see what he's eating. So you do a whole week or 2 weeks of let's see what the child is eating. Maybe something is not good. Maybe we're not machmir. I'll tell you the things that really affect children is Chalav Israel, Pat Israel, and Bishul Israel. And a lot of people are very not particular with these things. Bishul Israel is Bechlal. This is mamash against Halacha. You can't have anything. Bishul Israel is that if a non-Jew ignites the oven or the microwave or anything, that's called Bishul Akum. This is mamash and Isur. But Pat Israel, you know, most people are, okay, whatever. Half the cereals out there are not Pat Israel. So a lot of the bagel are not Pat Israel. So sometimes it looks like a very minor thing, but it's minor maybe to one individual, it's not minor to another individual. So you have to, Ramash, make us an analogy. I can already tell you, don't even start with chemicals. There's other stuff that can do the exact same effect. But I can already tell you that chemicals is the biggest sin to do to the child. They start putting the children on chemicals, Ritalin and all these things. It's a irreversible damage. It's mamash, I don't even have enough words to express the damage. And the thing is that the governments allow that. They're happy with the point that everybody's drugged up. Forget about the industry. The industry of pharmaceutical. It's all, you know, it's all, what's the word? In Hebrew it's called, you say machur. You know, the pharmaceutical industry is the biggest mafia. And the governments, they like it. They get all the bribes from that and taxes and everything. The governments are very happy that everybody's drugged up. So don't even get into that. I would strongly suggest to go to the health department. And there's much better way. What my wife does fixes everything. We're going to Bezrat Hashem, maybe you'll have her here very, very soon. But her entire system is that there's no. I teach from the spiritual aspect of it. Everything comes from the neshama. If you metame the neshama, it will manifest outside. That's it. That's how it is. She teaches more in the health department. What you put inside your digesting system directly will affect any individual. Any problem, physical problem that you have, there's four levels in diseases. The first level is a disease that can easily be repaired. It's just some type of a problem in your body. The fourth level of disease, that's called cancer. It's the cells are already dead. Can't do anything. So everything comes from your digesting system. If you look 500 years ago, people didn't have 90% of the diseases that we have now. The problem with modern medicine is they just treat the symptom, they don't treat the problem. So that's the problem with the chemicals, because the doctors, they don't know how to deal with the child. Okay, here, take this pill, drug him up. The chemicals, they just numb your nerves. That's what they do. A Tylenol, an Advil, all these things, they're just numbing nerves. So they just know which nerve to numb. Person has depression, here, now we'll numb this nerve. Person has anxiety, okay, we'll numb that nerve. It's not a solution, it's a band-aid, it's a plaster. So don't even start with chemicals. It's an irreversible damage. Try to make a very deep analysis. Every little thing could be where he's very, very sensitive to even little things. It can be not only sugar. You know, children can be extremely sensitive to flour. White flour is literally poison, white flour. Now, if you really look at the nutrition, I mean, a lot of people say, "Oh, you're too fanatic." It's this. No, it's not. It's you. If whatever you put into your body will come out right away, in many different ways. That's why so many people in our generation are suffering from depression and anxieties and nightmares and all these things and pains and aches, and it's because what you eat. You know, half the people, they make food in a microwave. You know how deadly a microwave is? I don't even have it in your home. It's proven. It's radiating. It's radiation. Even just sitting in the home without even starting it. And then you put it in the food? I mean, this is not normal. If you're thinking of it, you're taking a cup of water, you're putting it in a box, a metal box, and within 3 seconds it's hot. It's not natural even. Put it on a 500 degree flame, it will take 2 minutes. Here you're warming it up in 3 seconds. Something is not normal here. It's a microwave, it's radiation. And then people put their food in it, and then everybody's screaming that we're dying. They say in America that by the year, we're going to have Mashiach much where before that, but they say by the year 2025, every second American is going to have cancer. That's what they're saying. From their phones, radiation, antennas everywhere, microwave, all these things, food. So the point is that all the environment affects the child. Maybe it's the phones. Maybe you have very strong Wi-Fi in your home. I'm not joking. That affects.
Yes, you can have very strong Wi-Fi.
So you have to look at everything. No, anything that I say, I'm not making up or joking. Sometimes the Wi-Fi is so strong in the home, the child, you know, if the room is close to the Wi-Fi, the child gets this radiation.
We moved there, it was too close to my other son's room. He couldn't sleep, so we moved it.
So all these little things, I'm throwing in the air all sorts of ideas because I saw how things affect different people, and you don't know what effects one person is not going to affect, another person will affect them tremendously. So you really want to make a very large analysis where it's coming from. Bezat Hashem, you have to pray for the Kadosh Baruch Hu to open to give you the sign where it is, because the fact that you're noticing that it's bothering you, that's already 50% of the cure. You have to find out what's causing it. And unfortunately, I don't have a straight answer, but I suggest you do a very deep analysis, and then maybe you can make tests. If you can, shut the Wi-Fi for 2 weeks in the home, see if it affects him. I'm not joking.
If that won't happen, my husband is obsessed with it. If he comes to a shalom by issue.
So, but if you explain to him that maybe that will affect the kid.
That would not happen.
So take the kid out of the house for 2 weeks.
That might be better.
I'm not joking. You take the kid to a summer camp or to the grandparents or to, you see, I mean, if I face a problem with one of my kids, before I come to conclusion, I test it. Maybe it's what they eat, maybe the other child is bothering, maybe something in school, maybe I'm doing something wrong, maybe I'm not giving the child the attention. So, I'm not sure, but all the things I'm telling you, I'm not saying it to make you laugh. If the husband doesn't want to take the Wi-Fi out, take the kid out for 2 weeks. All these things affect. Now, we don't know exactly what, but you want to test it. Every little thing. Don't say, oh, this is nonsense. It can be even the water. There's a lot of fluoride in the water. Some kids, the water affects them. Sometimes this is the juices. There's not a lot of sugar in it. There's a lot of sugar in it. So, excuse me?
Food coloring,
that's bechlala killer. So, you don't know exactly what it is, but try to find out. And you have to pray to the Kadosh Baruch Hu to open your eyes. I mean, ultimately, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you the green light, and you might pinpoint, exactly the example I gave with my son, that we couldn't figure out for a couple of weeks, and we found out. Chalav Yisrael, the little candy that he got when he was a good kid in the kindergarten. It's one little thing. So, pray for the Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Is it radiation from the screens as well? You said there's a whole thing about screens. Is that what's wrong with
screens?
You said it's not the content, it's the problem.
The screen, no. The physical part, there's radiation. Yeah. The spiritual part, the Yetzer Hara, the Satan. Every generation gets dressed into something to hypnotize you. Our generation is the screens. There's a klipa. Physically, yeah, there's radiation. I mean, I put this next to me to record. I don't walk around, I don't like it attached to me. I don't check messages, I use it for certain things, that's it. At night, it's shut down. People sleep with their phone next to their body. That's a killer. Like you're frying your brain the whole night while you're sleeping. Why do you need it next to you? And if you already need it next to you, then put it in airplane mode. Because it radiates much less. But buy a 5 shekel alarm clock. Why do you need this next to your head? Turn it off, Bechlal. So yeah, there, physically there's a very strong radiation, not only in the phones, also in the TVs. The plasmas, everything. There's electricity in it. It has radiation because the screen itself. But spiritually there's an impure power in it. That if you look, the screens hypnotize everybody. If you go in this,
it's holy things that they're watching.
Even in the holy things, it's some type of poison in it. I mean, I'm saying the thing is like this: if you know, it's comparing between watching junk and a good, moral, educating movie, fine, but not all day long. Mm. 1 hour.
And sports, watching sports.
It's a total different thing. Again, there's nothing holy in it.
Yes.
Here you have to separate it to two things: the mental thing, that it's not holy. There's nothing better for the kid to play outside with the ball. Why look at the screen? Kick the ball, run, move your body a little bit. But spiritually, it's there's not moving. Everybody's still. 2 hours. Shh. Now in cars, they have the screens. Shh. I need quiet. Why do you need quiet? It's a 10-minute drive. Shh. The whole motion. But spiritually, I was mainly referring to the spiritual klipa. That it's a very powerful klipa. You're walking in the street, people are like hypnotized. People go to the shul with the boxes, and then, you know, it's... So it literally has a very strong power that hypnotizes everybody. If any honest human being will make an analysis how many hours a day they're wasting on nonsense on the screen, that you'll see that people are wasting hours. Hours a day. I mean, checking your emails, that's good. Shopping, fine. Learning, good. But in the between, all the commercial breaks, you'll see people are wasting 2-3 hours on nonsense. Nonsense.